Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You gotta keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we want to play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, my God, this guy's gonna swing on Jim.
He's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
We're learning a lot about each other.
So I guess we'll go see the band.
Did you hate the band just as much like when LaCrone was the main guy?
Yeah, why would I not?
Like, LaCrone was his guy.
It was such a big deal.
No, it wasn't.
It was such a big deal.
Nobody gave a flying flip.
Oh my gosh, so you've probably never been to the spring band concert.
No.
Oh
why would I go to the spring band concert?
Because LaCrone came in on like wires one time. It was amazing. Does his own stunts. He's like Tom Cruise.
Ooh. Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, alongside Matt Hamilton and Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
It is Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light.
I'm Jim Rutledge. I have the power in the Everlight Solar Studio alongside Matt Hamilton and Molly Brown. Primetime Warshine behind the glass. Get into the show. 844-770-3776. That's the Carbon Stalker text line. This is more.
Ham cam
is in full effect on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you can stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app as the ham cam, if you do not know. If you're not watching us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Matt, every time we reference the ESPN Madison YouTube stream is basically the Jumbotron kid.
Yep.
And then he waves.
Mom, I'm on TV.
A little unknown thing about Matt Hamilton, he refuses to go to games unless they're going to put him on the Jumbotron.
Is that true?
That's not true. But
are you sure?
I do like being on the Jumbotron. Like,
so wait, we're going to the Badger game this weekend against Illinois.
Yeah.
Do we have any connects to get Matt onto the Jumbotron?
I think we should. But I don't know.
We have a guy named Mark Tauscher, color analyst for the Badgers Radio Network. Maybe,
but
you
here's
know,
the
he
thing, Molly.
A good word.
If Matt's on the Jumbotron, that means you're on the Jumbotron.
Yeah. I don't care.
Okay.
As long as we're not on Kiss Cam, I'm good. Does that be weird?
Kiss Cam.
I'd be like, he's my brother.
Yeah, sister.
You guys can pull that off, though.
Not to make it weird, but I would.
Yeah. Fair.
That would make it less weird than you kissing him. So.
definitely would.
Now, if Ryan and Jen's friend get on the Kiss Cam, all right.
Oh,
I got a little update
on that.
Oh, do you have an update? Wait, what?
Just a little. It's a heartwarming meet cute. Everyone's getting in on this. Mm-hmm. Molly and I were at a meeting in Stoughton Health today, and we were talking with someone that works there, and I said, Jen's friend. And, well, one, I was like, do you know Jen Hamilton? She goes, yeah, I know Jen Hamilton. And I said, oh, we're doing this whole thing of someone that Jen knows that works at Stoughton Health somewhere is doing this whole thing, Jen's friend. And they're like, oh, cool, awesome. And so now it's like a whole big meet cute.
Yeah, now Stoughton Health knows about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Oh. Yeah, no kidding.
So now they sponsored it now. So.
Oh, cool.
There's a Kiss Cam. And,
Kiss Cam brought to you by Stoughton Health.
We're live streaming the whole thing. So. Yeah.
Healthy living.
Yeah.
And you get 1 year of hip replacement surgery if needed.
Oh, good for you if you do.
Hey, I was going to say, that might be a very good sign in that case.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You put it together.
Anyways, I saw Matt on the way in today.
Did you?
Well, yeah,
you guys were both late because, I forgot that John Nolan is under construction.
Yeah.
It's just not always bad. Today it was bad.
Don't even. The three times that I've taken it in the last, I don't know, 3 weeks or so, it's been trash.
Okay, well,
horrible.
I take it days when I work, which is like
three
half
times
in the
last
couple
3 weeks.
But that said, like, yeah, I feel like coming into Madison at like 3:30 or 3 o'clock is not like a time where I'm going to hit traffic. People are still working. Mm. And I thought I was off the hook, and yeah. Got out of John Nolan, and I got basically just to the start of the lake, you know? And then it was basically touch and go until I got to the Monona Terrace.
Okay, so you guys saw each other where? Did you wave past each other when you drove past each other? What happened?
No, I was trying to park. He
was
right in front.
Failing
of the,
to parallel park right in front of the building.
Yes.
And I waved, and he goes, is there enough room? I'm like, yeah, it'll fit. And then he tried again, and then
I don't think there's enough room.
And then he stormed off.
Yeah. Well, we were trying
to time. Just like,
if you could have slid your car straight sideways, there was enough room on either side.
Yeah, if I had,
I don't know. I think you could have parallel parked it, but that's, you know, I don't know the turn radius of your truck.
I mean, there's a couple parts of it. One, the turn radius.
The second one, you went in too steep. Right. I will say that. Yes, the first one, it looked like you had a chance.
How many times did you try
just
this?
Two, because there was also the...
Because it was embarrassing.
I'm on a time crunch. Not the embarrassing part of it, because I can parallel park with the best of them. Mm-hmm. And the new Chevy Silverado that is the one that the electric one that's available at Simden Chevy in Mount Horeb. You're only minutes away from a better buying experience at Simden Chevy in Mount Horeb. Those actually have the wheels that you like the Hummers have where they can turn and then you could just
crab walk
your way in.
Nice.
But that's the only way I think I was going to be able to do it because the bumper was, I was kissing the bumper in the back according
just
to the camera. Yeah.
Just about. Yeah. You weren't.
Yeah. It was close. But like, and then I, truck, there's not a lot of, you can't really see what exactly is in front of you, but I have enough feel. I'm like, I'm going to clip this car. So yes, in theory, if I could have crab walked in, I could have gotten in, but I don't think angle wise it was going to happen. But I will admit, like the truck,
but they you drive turned off some of the sensors that help you parallel park, though. Like you turned
off, they would just be popping off then in the action. They would just be going like the sensors
but don't
turn
they,
you.
They tell you like where the obstacle is.
Yeah,
like my car, it tells me on all my corners.
Yeah, but,
and then when I get closer, like that like radius that it gives me is tighter, and I'm like, okay, now I'm really close to the car in front of me.
My car, it turns me.
It's like it literally bites
wheel.
You?
Yeah, it grabs the wheel if I'm getting too... Like, if it's beeping like that.
No, I don't know. I think that might be a you thing. I think you just don't know how to drive. Because you actually are really bad at parking, too. Like,
so
I have walked past your car in our parking garage and it is halfway in the lane.
Multiple photos before you walked in after
Not
I mentioned
sound
the parking.
Creepy, that, but like, I have taken pictures of your truck and I'm like...
Like, your cab is barely all the way in the spot, and your entire truck bed's still hanging out into the middle of the parking
lot.
I'm
pretty sure that he has parked in the small vehicle parking, which is meant for, like, a Prius. Like,
yeah.
And you do not drive a Prius.
It is a big blue truck, not a small blue Prius.
a big blue truck from Simden Chevy in Mount Horeb. Evan Cohen joining us now. Evan, from Unsportsmanlike, you just popped on in. We said next segment, but you're crashing the show, huh?
You want me to wait?
No. Classic Evan, yeah.
I'm loving the Madison gear.
Well, I got to the hotel, and all of this gear was in there, so I figured, why not, if I'm coming over here and I'm on camera, why not wear all the Madison gear?
Now you're just a floating head with that background, where it says ESPN Madison, you got it on
it's
your blind shirt.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the setup, because we're doing our show from here tomorrow, so I assume, two of us? So how are we going to do this?
I think it's going to be here and here. You
but
and
we're going to have multiple people.
I don't know. That's an
interesting
question.
Well, you see, this is where we normally sit for our show.
Right, so then, we can figure this out. But yeah, national show right here on ESPN, from ESPN Madison, which is awesome.
It will be on ESPN Madison as well.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, you said on. But I'm saying, the fact that it's pretty damn cool for me to come back here where I went to school and to bring this show. Smalls is here, and we're going to be doing the show from here. Joe Thomas is coming in tomorrow. This Tausch guy is coming in tomorrow, I think, as well. So we are going to, by the way. You know, I brought you up, Matt, with Jared Allen.
Yes, we caught that clip. He said I'm a hardworking man.
So, unfortunately, Matt still has to work.
No, he didn't say you were hardworking. He said you still have to work.
Yeah. Well, that's me. That's what I heard.
So, unfortunately, Matt still has to work.
Because when Jared and Matt talk, that's what Matt says. Unfortunately, I still have to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you know Jared Allen? Like,
why is Molly staring at me? What
I just
happens?
Made eye contact with you. I'm sorry that I looked at you.
No, I don't. But it's just a weird look for me.
No, it was an odd. I apologize.
You don't have to apologize. Now I'm nervous about what I'm wearing here.
I'm nervous about where I'm looking.
For as confident as Evan is, he's also wildly
confident.
Insecure.
Yeah, I'm not confident at all. It may come off that way, but I am not confident.
It's all bravado.
Trust me, I am not confident at all.
You know, actually, I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
So,
did I go to the wrong station because I looked up one of Jim's old emails and found 15 North Pickens? Yeah, I did.
Did you actually? Wait, you've been here, though. You were here less than a year ago.
I know, and I forgot the address.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, what's the safest way of figuring this out without bothering anybody? Mm. So then I just looked up an old email from Jim, figuring the signature was on there. I didn't look at the date. The date was from 2021.
Yeah, my signature is up to date.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying, it's funny you guys were talking about Jim and the car situation, and my car situation was screwed up because of Jim, so then I just bothered primetime over there.
Everything is Jim's fault.
Yes.
That's what it all comes back to.
Yes.
No, I had a question because part of your itinerary is going to a local place for dinner where they serve a lot of red meat, but I feel like you don't eat red meat.
Is that correct?
What do you eat at said place?
How about this? Not only do I not eat red meat, I don't drink.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a steakhouse that is known for its steak and its drinks.
And
correct?
Its cocktails, yep.
So I won't participate in either one of them. I happen to love the broiled shrimp that they have there. And I, this is going to be ridiculous, but they have the best bread. The bread is unbelievable.
100%.
There, right?
Fresh baked every day.
Matt, can you...
Oh, you worked there. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I did. He's very proud of it, too.
He should be proud.
I learned so
no
much...
No connections there. No, no hookups, no connections, no... No insights for us to be able to work with them. But.
Honestly, I don't.
Are you coming tomorrow, by the way, to the event we have in the afternoon? Because you should be with us, no?
We're doing our show there tomorrow, so yes.
Yeah,
we'll
absolutely.
Be there. What event are we doing there tomorrow? Do you know where we're at tomorrow?
Buck and Honey's?
Which one?
Sun Prairie.
All right.
I pay attention.
You answered as a guess. Like, that's the concern.
Well, yeah, but that's just what, you know... See, my bravado is actually pretending to play dumb when I actually know for certain because I am so confident.
Right.
Like
I actually believe him. I think I believe him. Am I wrong to believe him?
Here's the thing. It just takes my brain longer to make those connections. So, like, that's the stall in the make the question. So, I knew I had it.
That part is real. Like, the stuff is in Matt's brain. It just takes him a little bit longer to get it to the front of the brain.
Exactly. So, Molly, to that question, though, I do think... Here, put this on the floor. Is there somewhere to put... I don't want to give free exposure for somebody who doesn't advertise with us. So, like, is there a type of food you don't like?
Fish. Seafood.
Would you go to a seafood place?
I have, and I hate it because it smells like seafood the whole time.
Well,
now,
I'm aware of that, but I'm saying, are there things there that you could eat?
Yes, of course there
are. See, that's my thing. At a I happen to love steakhouses all across, and I don't eat steak. Because I always think the steakhouse has the best appetizers, the best sides, then the best desserts, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about this? NBA Summer League. I went to a huge dinner with NBA people. And this is in Las Vegas at this beautiful steakhouse. And they're just like, you know what? We're going to order the appetizers and sides all night. And I don't even know that anyone actually got the meals because if you do it that way, you get a little bit of everything, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unreal.
That's a good idea. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah, you're the foodie. So, I mean, like, that's a good plan.
With a bunch of people that,
people tonight?
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm not saying everybody's going to be, like, peckish, but if you get all the apps.
What does that mean?
Like, not super hungry, but, like, they're dabbling, they're ready
I don't know if that's what it means or not.
It is.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm just not smart.
Yeah, me neither. I just it was the word of the day.
Yeah, it's like a toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly.
You can clueless, yeah.
But, like, that's perfect for that, but, like, if someone's starving,
right? Then
when
you
order something like that, you feel like... You can't, like, dive in too hard on any one thing, and you feel like, well, man, I've had, like, basically one of everything at this point. I don't know if Molly's had one of everything yet. Like,
yeah, good
that's
one.
The only part where I would, like, have hesitation.
Jim has a lot of pressure on him tonight, though.
Why is that?
Well, because I will name drop because it is Madison, so this is important in Madison. Mm-hmm. I was here, a couple of months ago for the Middle Tennessee State game, and I went to Tornado. Oh, I'm sorry, the steakhouse, excuse me. and I screwed up, my bad. And I actually went to two dinners in one night.
Okay.
The first dinner was with my wife and kids, so that's a win. And you met, right? You met my wife and kids.
Yep, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the second dinner, me, Tausch, Matt LePay, Brooks Bollinger, Kirk Penny.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a big dinner. Yes. Big dinner.
Same night.
That's a lot of pressure.
Are you going to be able to top that tonight?
No, I don't think so, but the people who are coming are good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jim,
yeah.
I can't go to dinner tonight. I just got your text.
Yeah.
He's like, I need to add some star power to this dinner.
I did not arrange this dinner. I was told that Tausch arranged this dinner, and Tausch is not going to the dinner.
I think Jim is the host of the dinner.
Can I put something... we'll loosely put Tausch on blast a little bit. There was one of the friends of the show that were going to make it. He's like, oh, well, if they're coming, I can at least make a cameo. And then they had to back out. And then he's like, never mind, I can't make it.
So there was somebody that was going to bring him into the dinner.
Well, yeah, someone I told him that they were coming. He's like, oh, I guess I should stop by. And then
okay. I have another question. I know I'm taking over your show, but I have another question. So I on purpose did not watch all of the clips that were put out there from your show yesterday, I think it was, with what suggestions for Michelle to do in Madison. Mm-hmm. And then I saw that there was probably shots taken at me because somehow Madison is too cold, yet I went to school here for 4 years, so like I don't know how
it could
be too cold.
We have that queued up, or do you not want to hear it?
No, I can hear it. I wanted to talk to you guys about it.
Yeah, Prime's a good producer. He's got it ready to go.
The union's going to be too chilly, I think, for Evan, you know, with that, you know, he's so, not that he's soft, but, you know, I don't know if he's built for that.
He was asking me a lot about what the weather was going to be like here, and I didn't.
Yeah, no,
I was like, aren't you in New York?
I know he's very, He is very concerned. He acts like, you know, upside of New York is balmy. It's not right. that warm.
Well, true on the gym weather thing. I do think Jim's my Jim Cantori or whatever the guy's name is on the Weather Channel. So, I would like to correct two things that Tausch said. First of all, I am soft. Second of all, the union actually is fine for me. I love the union. I think it's mm-hmm. one of the greatest. But would you say that's a top, like, attraction of the people that I'm here with this weekend from ESPN? Do you think that's the number one place I should bring them?
When it's beautiful out, like, it's pretty unparalleled. But, like, it's been pretty gray the last couple days.
Yeah, but still, where else would you go? I mean, everywhere in Madison is dampened when it's gray. So I still think, like, in the sliding scale, the union is still right there.
I mean, maybe some of the, like, more
Capitol building, just, like, to look at it.
Capitol is nice. Cool. You gotta go to Capitol.
I mean, the state, just State Street
I've
in
never been inside.
Really?
What?
Really?
Never.
That's wow, wild.
In my head, you can't go in.
No, you can.
You can.
No, of course you can. But in my head, it's just there for the beautiful visual, just, like, looking down State Street and then seeing that, and you're just like, there's nowhere better in the world than Madison, Wisconsin.
Not only that, we were shaking hands and kissing babies trying to get Best Show in Madison in the Capitol earlier this last summer.
And statues.
It's also a great spot statues. When you got little kids and it's cold outside. You're like, let's just go to the Capitol. And then they think, especially, like, you got the Christmas tree and
so
the festive
pole. So you guys just rushed it, your family?
What's that?
No.
We just kind of checked it out and everything. So, but we also did a big event there trying to get everyone to vote for us. So, Matt, I do want to – how do you know Jared Allen?
Jim's still on that. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Jared Allen took up curling, and one of his first events, the way curling works when you play these tournaments, the high seed typically gets to play the bottom seed in the first round of the tournament. And Jared, being a guy who's really hasn't curled and none of his – team is curled, so they haven't acquired any, like, tour points like our team has, which was the top. We faced off against them first, and being the jokester that I am, I decided I would make a bet with him on the game. I was like, how many points do you think you need for me to spot you for us to, like, make a bet for jersey swap? And he said 6.5 points. We beat him by 8, and I was like, okay, I want a Carolina Panthers jersey, literally any jersey but a Viking jersey. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, rush delivery, Viking jersey from Jared Allen.
Oh, my God. I did say, like, but Carolina Panthers, wouldn't you say the Chiefs before
or
that?
Or the Chiefs would be fine. Like, I was literally, like, anything. I just, Carolina Blue's pretty nice.
How come when you're curling, I've noticed, you pull your hair back?
Because it gets in the way.
It does get in the way?
But you didn't at the last Olympics, though.
You had
your hair down.
I had a hat on. So if I have a hat, I don't know. Maybe it's the more grays and they're coarser. When I wear a hat, when I curl my hair down out, my hair, like, shakes the hat off. Like, I played earlier this year and it fell right on the rock. I had to pull the rock. It's called burning it.
Yeah.
And giving the other team a free shot without any retaliation is always a bad idea. And I'm like, is it worth the aesthetic to risk losing games by doing this? So,
how much time did you spend on that question?
Zero.
Okay.
Zero.
Because you do love a good aesthetic.
The only other time I've done it now is, like, I can, if it's a snapback, I can, like, tie my hair back through the snap, and then I feel comfortable that that's going to hold it on.
But I can't
really rep the locks anymore on the ice.
The man bun's good, though.
The man bun is in style. I can't rock a man bun. But you've had what?
Who was asking?
Mark Bulger.
Clearly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mark Bulger, Jake Elliott, George, like, your random connections through your curling to the NFL.
So I did a thing in Tennessee, and George Kittle was there at a curling event. So I met George Kittle, and he invited TJ Hockenson.
Oh, yeah.
So I got TJ Hockenson, met him, and he was curling out there. It's really weird how many random people I've met. Just the other, literally a week ago, I met Jason Kelce.
That's what I was trying to set you up for. Yeah.
And Kylie
Where
Kelce.
Did you meet? At the...
They're at the Olympic trials. I don't know. Whatever. Kylie Kelce is helping out with, like, Olympic promotions, and she's doing this show called FAFO. And you all know what that is. Mm-hmm. And she's basically trying a bunch of different sports, her and Jason. And they came out to
Very
try curling.
Smart. That's for NBC, I would assume?
No, it's for YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
YouTube.
You're, like, breaking news, I think, right now, actually.
It might be.
Yeah. I was going to say, were you allowed to say that?
That's why I'm trying to go where he wants to go. Yeah, he can go where he wants to go with that. Yeah.
Okay. So what was going to be the main topic today that I just bombarded you guys with? I apologize.
Well, we were going to start the show with my inability to park, and then we were going to move on to Jordan Love and all that. If you can hang for that conversation.
Well, yeah. Can I also tell you one thing?
Yeah.
And this is embarrassing because I'm here and I'm like here for this game because I went to Wisconsin and Michelle went to Illinois and it's like a good cool thing for our show, and obviously this is not the game of the year. I had no idea Illinois was still ranked.
I saw that clip.
I had no idea. I had no idea. I'm literally on the treadmill this morning. No big deal. And I'm still out of shape. And I'm literally looking at at ESPN and SportsCenter was on, and I see the crawl on the bottom, and I'm like, number 21 Illinois. I had no idea. Bielema was coming on with us tomorrow. By the way,
does that
bother you?
Yes. Yeah.
In theory, it bothers me too. But when they are smart enough to reach out to us, and
absolutely.
Not all coaches.
What are you going to ask him? What's your main question?
Oh, no. Like, I literally, every time, we've had him on a million times. Every time it's like, all right, so am I not supposed to hate you now? Like, how do I? And he handles it perfectly. And every time we hang up, I'm like, oh, this is so frustrating. Because I used to not like him because the way he left. And now it's like, oh, I remember why I liked him when he was our coach. Because he's so good in these moments. And he'll be phenomenal tomorrow Don't rule out him swinging by tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's going to, but I'm saying it wouldn't shock me with the way that Illinois treats our show and treats Michelle.
Okay.
So our poll question yesterday was basically, would you take Brett Bielema back as the Badgers head coach? Where would you answer?
So I don't want to fire Luke Fickell. So I want to do it as Luke Fickell got the Ohio State. Ryan Day takes the Titans. Luke Fickell takes Ohio State. Okay. So let's do it that way. Of the open job, because everyone's happy in that regard, yes, of course I would take him back. Absolutely.
Matt, how does that make you feel?
It hurts. I'm the same way with Evan. I hate the way he left, and I feel like, fool me once, shame on me.
What
fool
was
me
your
twice.
Your quote yesterday?
Matt's going to remember his quote from yesterday?
I said so many amazing things yesterday.
The one girlfriend you wouldn't take back, or what was...
Oh, yeah, that's one ex that I'm not going to visit again.
Like, 7:30 tomorrow morning, by the way. He'll be on with us. So. But yeah, I mean, I promise you, like when you hear, if you hear that or you hear clips from that, you'll leave there and you'll be like, this is annoying because he's likable.
But I do want to say 100% it has nothing to do with that. I thought he was like a bad coach.
Right.
Like, I know
walk
he's
in the morning and then leaving in the afternoon. The walk with Alvarez in the morning and then like, what? Yep. You didn't tell me you were leaving?
Right.
That could but here's the other thing. If Barry is not mad at him, how can we be mad at him? Forever, I held a grudge against Roy Williams, Hall of Fame basketball coach, because he took a shot at Dick Bennett's style of play. And that bothered me to no end. And I had him on NBA radio once with Brad Daugherty, who played for him. Mm-hmm. And I told him all this. And he pauses for a second. And then he told me about how much time he currently spends with Dick Bennett. And I'm like, oh, boy, this is bad. Because I'm holding a grudge for someone else that's not holding the grudge. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like we're doing with Bielema.
But did you hear Barry say on the Barry Alvarez show the other day, he said that the reason why Bielema didn't tell him that he was going was because he knew that he was going to talk him out of it. Like, I think there's something to be said
There is something to be said with that, because it's funny. I was saying something about that the other day to who the heck was I talking to? Anyway, about Dwayne Wade when he left the Heat. Pat Riley, during those negotiations, who runs the Miami Heat, refused to talk to Wade. And Wade's like, what's going on? And Riley's like, I know what I have to do for the franchise, and I know the moment I talk to him, I won't be able to do it.
Yeah, that's tough.
Now, that doesn't make it right in the moment, but as you said, Molly, it makes it understandable retroactively. Yeah.
Totally.
All right, we can talk about more of this on the other side. J&K Security Solutions, they are locally owned. They are veteran-owned if you need to protect your home or business from anywhere in the world. And Jeffrey from J&K is actually coming to said dinner tonight, so he's looking forward to it. Big fan of the show. Big fan of the station.
Jim, Matt, and Molly are on Sportsmanline?
Both shows.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I didn't care about the first one.
Yes, obviously. J&K Security Solutions. Go visit them if you need to protect your home or your business. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
Unsportsmanlike.
So we are heading to Madison, Wisconsin this week. We're doing the show on Friday from ESPN Madison. We'll be at the game on Saturday. Smalls and I, ESPN Madison.
Weekdays from 5 to 9 on 100.5 ESPN.
There's a lot to address with you guys. I always appreciate you guys having me on every other week. I also have learned clearly none of you ever listened to our show.
From Madison to the Big Apple.
So we are heading to Madison, Wisconsin this weekend.
Hey.
Wisconsin, Illinois. Smalls and I will be there. I am a Wisconsin grad. She is an Illinois grad. We'll be there for both of our schools going head to head.
It's time for Evan Cohen on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
He's not you. Wow. Who's a good co-host?
Evan co-host. Wow. Evan Cohen, who co-hosts Unsportsmanlike right here on ESPN Radio.
Brought to you by Shackelford Heating and Cooling. Whether you need HVAC installs, maintenance, upgrades, or repairs, Shackelford is ready to serve you today.
The very heart of it, New York, New York.
Jim, Matt, and Molly continues live from the Everlight Solar Studio. Jim Rutledge, Molly Brown, Matt Hamilton, primetime Laura Shine behind the glass, and in person in Madison, Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike. As you are in town with Michelle Smallman, you'll be doing Unsportsmanlike live from the ESPN Madison studios tomorrow morning. And then give us the rest of your itinerary, because we did also have some suggestions for you that if you're good with, we can kind of, bounce off of you as well as you're in Madison.
We have a lot of things going on. So it's Unsportsmanlike tomorrow between 5A and 9A right here in ESPN Madison, ESPN 2, ESPN U. So you'll see the Madison studios like you do on the stream right now, but you'll see it on national television, which is awesome. That our town, I'm going to say our town, even though I don't live here, went to school here, of course, that 608 is going to be represented all across the United States of America tomorrow. So Michelle and I will be here. Joe Thomas is going to pop in. And then Riley is going to ask him to do an interview on the way out. So we're going to have that. Bilamo will be on and other guests throughout the show. And then during the day tomorrow, we are going to head over to Camp Randall and get a full-fledged tour of the stadium for Michelle and also Jonathan Zaslow, Amber Wilson. So they are in for the ESPN Radio College Football Tailgate Tour, where they go to a different stadium every single week. So we kind of pulled some strings and made sure that this was a game for them. So Zaz will be a part of it, and Amber. And so tomorrow we're going to take a tour of Camp Randall. We're also going to go back to where I started in radio, which is WSUM, the student station here in Madison. And we're going to speak to a group of about a dozen students or so tomorrow, which will be great. And then between 4:30 and 6:30 tomorrow, Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie. Is that open to the public? Or
it's private for now. But it's okay.
Oh, I don't know.
It's okay. You can still talk about it. We talked about it before.
Well, you're going to do the show from there tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, you can come by and see Jim, Matt, and Molly. The barrel room part could be a little bit TBD.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. Why are you looking at me like I said the wrong thing?
Am I allowed to invite someone? Because I did.
Yes, you can invite somebody.
I invited someone today, actually.
Can I invite somebody?
Yes, you can invite
somebody.
You cannot.
Why can't he invite anybody?
I'm just kidding. Are you inviting someone cool?
Yeah, of course. I only hang out with the coolest.
Cool.
All right.
Sure. Anyways.
Well, with that, actually, it'll actually be kind of a this is your life. So I can just kind of, because I guarantee Evan's got something to say about this person as well. So they actually work for a company that we're considering working with us, and we're excited with them. I had a meeting with them today, a blast from the past, a former GKB teammate in Andrew Liebetrau is working for a prospective partner.
Wow.
And he mentioned your name, and I'm like, no kidding, you should actually just come by. So
there's
a very good chance he's going to make the drive up from Janesville
Janesville. He did a lot of what you guys are doing here locally in sports talk and what I did. Wow, okay. Yeah, so that's between 4:30 and 6:30 tomorrow. Yep. So come to Buck and Huggins in Sun Prairie. Jim, Matt, and Molly will be there, and obviously we'll be hanging around. Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher will be there as well. Who else did I invite? Matt Hamilton.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Anyway, and then Saturday we're doing multiple appearances because we're going to do the college tailgate tour, which is in the morning, I think at 9 a.m. or so. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that's actually going to be.
Right across from ours, I think.
Oh, it is?
From our tailgate,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then it's going to be, we're not going to be there that early for Wisconsin College Game Day, but then we're going to pop on to Wisconsin College Game Day later in the day, go to the game Saturday night, and then we fly back to New York on Sunday morning. So very much looking forward to it.
It's a lot. Do you get tired on weekends like this?
I hope not.
So I mean, I would. Just like, it's a lot.
When you're going to the game, are you like in the press box? Are you on the field?
Yeah,
like,
what's the treatment for you? I need to talk to you about this. So we're on the field in the press box, but when I got the rundown, I didn't see the word suite.
There might be some people tonight that might be able to.
Okay, yes. Let's just make sure. I don't like to go anymore without the suite part of it.
Yes, yes.
I'm a little bougie in this regard.
Yeah, you and soft? Me both. You and me both.
Yes, Tauscher said. Yes. No, he said I wasn't. He was wrong.
Oh.
I am soft. No, but so we'll be on the field. We have field passes. We have press passes. So looking forward to obviously seeing everybody. And I love it here. And you know I love it here. And this is our fourth time in Wisconsin over the last year
for our
show?
A lot.
We did the draft in April.
Yep.
Right? We did Monday night. Thursday night football. Commanders. Yep. I was here with my family in September for the Middle Tennessee State game, and now here again. Mm-hmm. So Wisconsin has been unbelievable to unsportsmanlike, and I think it's pretty cool because I remember growing up in radio and seeing Mike and Mike doing all these cool things all over the country, and they would go here, they would go there, but you never felt like there was the home away from home. But to their credit, they went everywhere, and this is not a knock. Mm-hmm. I feel like early on in our show, when we're about 3 years in, Wisconsin has become the home away from home for unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio and ESPN2 and ESPNU.
So it got me thinking, obviously, there was a lot of people who were excited at the opportunity to see you guys. Like, hey, I watch you either on TV or I listen to you on the radio. And the only hang-up that we get once in a while, and it made me think of a conversation I think you had with Smalls a while back, was there's people, I don't know if you've ventured out in the country at all, but when I was driving today, there's just people walking around with shotguns and orange vests on because it's hunting season. So, like, that was jamming some people up. Because
I was not expecting that.
But it reminded me of the conversation you guys had about the, and I feel like Matt Hamilton has one of these, because also one of the things I have to do this weekend is pick up a quarter beef But the freezer in the...
Joe Thomas, get it from him.
Right, I should. Yes.
I don't know, I'm pointing over there. He's standing there with beef.
All right, but, ask Joe if I can get a quarter. He doesn't sell bulk yet.
Oh.
Okay.
He's waiting on that.
Okay. So, but the meat cooler was new to you, right? The idea of a freezer in the garage.
Yeah, no. So, I have that. I didn't know it was just for meat.
That's not true.
This is a huge debate on the show.
Yes. That's why I brought it up, because it was
this
a big
was before
debate.
You started listening.
So we can 844-770-3776.
I'm sure my parents were, though.
844-770-3776. It's Carbo Soccer text line. List is more. And you can see us on ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Do you have a separate freezer just for meat? Because, Matt, you are like me that you have, I'm assuming, a beer fridge as well.
Yes, I have a beer fridge in the basement and a meat freezer in the basement.
Okay, walk me through this, though.
Okay.
So the beer fridge just has beer, nothing else?
There's maybe a couple pops in there. Basically, the only soda thing we drink.
You want full Wisconsin pops?
No, it's pops, guys. I've told you that. I've always called it pop. It's pop. The downstairs fridge is mostly for beverages we don't think we're going to have on the regular. Like soda water, we drink that stuff so fast. That's upstairs fridge stuff. But like pop, some beers or some NA beers.
It's storage. It's food and drink storage.
Yeah, it's kind of like a storage. But it's all drink. And then the freezer is all assortment of meats and desserts.
I thought you said meats and cheeses.
And desserts.
Wait, so like when you say it's assortment of meats, so let's just say, I don't know your family situation, so I have no idea who lives in your house. So how many people?
Two.
Okay. So when you guys are saying, hey, let's have steak tonight.
Yeah.
It's down there. Okay.
It will not be in the upstairs freezer.
When would you bring it upstairs?
Like the day of.
Okay, so you would decide in the morning, let's have steak tonight, and then you go down and you bring it upstairs to defrost it and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long does it stay there? Like what's the oldest piece of meat you have in that freezer?
In that freezer? Oh, man. You know what? I might have some ground pork still from the half pig I got from like a year ago.
How long is that good for? Because we literally just had that conversation. We have four people in our family. We went with the quarter beef instead of the half because I don't think we could eat it in time, even if it's frozen, before it would go bad.
It all depends on how you store it. If most of the time when you get it from the butcher like that, they're wrapping it in like a thin layer of plastic and then doing the butcher paper around it.
These are vacuum sealed.
They're vac sealed. You can go over a year.
Oh, okay.
If it's the butcher paper is when you're going to find, if there's any oxygen or air that's exposed to the meat, that's where you're going to find freezer burn. And that's where it goes kind of.
I have.
Still good to eat. It's just not. It's not like it's going to kill you if it gets freezer burned.
Tim and Oregon agrees you got to have many different types of, you know, one for drinking, one for the
meat.
Yeah.
I have four fridges in my house / freezers. Okay?
Nice.
That's bougie. My God. Okay.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I'm saying in my basement, the fridge in the basement is alcohol, not for me, but if we have people over.
Right.
And then, like, extra stuff. So, like, bottles of water, Gatorades, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. The freezer is no meat whatsoever. It's like we got sent to us from David Kaplan, ESPN 1000 Chicago, an enormous amount of Chicago frozen pizza. because amazing. His wife works at Lou Malnati's.
Oh, okay.
She's a marketing person there. So he sent me an enormous amount of stuff. So we have tons of that stuff in the freezer. But then, like, in the garage, I have one. And that's just, like, extra stuff that doesn't fit in the fridge, in the kitchen. I don't think my strategy is necessarily a good strategy. I think I need to rethink my You guys have a much better strategy for this.
Things that you use regularly are in the upstairs, easily accessible. And things that maybe you're using in a week or two, or very sparingly, those go in your out-of-kitchen fridges.
But what about for kids? So the three of us have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Basement, do you put stuff for the kids in there if they're, like, having other kids over?
Yeah.
Like I have juice boxes down there.
Okay.
Like if my daughter would have somebody over, they could run. If they're watching, that's where like video games would be or like a playroom.
Yeah.
You could run over there, get a juice box. No meat, though. I'm not a meat guy.
No. And so I get what you're saying. My kids aren't quite to that. They still like to spend more of their time. The basement's finished, but they still, I don't know if they're afraid of the basement or what, they still spend most of their time upstairs. So, but yes, when they are old enough where they just want to have their own floor, basically, they will definitely.
But if you were to take 10 calls right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number of people that will say, yes, I have a meat freezer?
I think a good chunk.
844-770-3776. Carl was talking text line. This is more. Do you have a meat freezer? Had a couple people chiming in. Tim in Oregon says that he apparently remembered eating there, Matt, when you worked there. And he said the lamb chops are great.
Yeah.
And so we also had
where we're going tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Willie and
you wait, were you at that point?
No. No, I was just a struggling curler. Who had to work to make ends meet.
But now they remember, oh my God, that's the guy from ESPN Madison.
But you weren't serving tables. So, like,
no,
were people
kitchen.
Seeing you? Well,
Matt just tells
they
everyone that he made stuff there
also,
all the time.
I guess.
I feel like Matt's the person that meets everyone, shakes everyone's hand, talks to everyone, and everyone feels like they know Matt whether they do or they don't.
Yeah, and back in the day as well, like, to your point, cooks stay in the kitchen. When I served late night, if it ever got slow, I'd walk out to the bar and say hi to the bartender and pretend like I needed something from him. Oh, like I need some of the house
like
wine
how you
so
wander
I can
off
like to go.
Commercial break.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I have to work the room. I have to fill my bucket a little bit, and especially if I'm alone in the kitchen by myself.
You
like,
need some pets. Yeah,
I need some pets. I'm
how
a
long
retriever.
Were you employed there? Did you get fired?
Like 3 weeks.
I got fired. I got fired once, and then they hired me back like immediately.
Wait, what? Why did you get fired?
Well, so
can I ask that?
Yeah. So I'm a curler, and that I told everybody this is my priority. 2 weeks when we're doing the schedule, I'm like, hey, I will not be here this weekend. Like, I know people request off. I'm just telling you, this weekend is a no-go. This is before
so
he put me on the schedule.
Ask. This
right?
is a tell.
And this was before the schedule came out, so he had full free will to put whatever name he wanted there. I find out that he put my name on, like, a Saturday night, and I'm probably in Canada.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not, and I told my buddy, it was like the day before, it's like, I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
So my buddy who got me the job there tells the head chef, like, hey, so you know, I'm pretty sure Matt told you, but in case you forgot, like, Matt's out of town.
Yeah.
He's curling. That's like his primary thing. And he's like, well, if Matt's not here, like, there's going to be consequences. And when I came back that next Tuesday, which was my next shift, he's like, why weren't you here on Saturday? And I told him, I told you I had curling. I told you well in advance. I told you through my friend Devin on Friday that I wasn't going to be there Saturday. Like, you knew full well that I wasn't going to be there.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know what? I wasn't going to get mad, but since you don't seem remorseful, I think we got to let you go.
You don't seem salty at all.
And then like 3 weeks later,
are you allowed back
he got fired.
Oh, okay.
And then I got hired back.
So you outlasted him.
Oh, yes. Wow. You know how that works? I'm going to tell you exactly how that works. The person who takes over looks at the list of employees for like, or looks at the budget for the last year. It's like, who's this Hamilton guy? I see he actually got good reviews from people or he got good, like, where did he go? Oh, he missed a shift because of curling. What? And then it's like, that's an easy one. That actually, I may be wrong about that.
But. I mean, that's kind of how it went. My buddy Devin had worked there for a very long time, and when the chef was let go, he was kind of like interim head coach, so to speak.
Oh, and he hired his
interim
own guys.
Head chef. Yeah. And he was like, Matt knows what he's doing.
Brian Jack Del Rio?
Because back in the day, before they opened more space up at Tornado, there was only one chef in the kitchen during late night. No like dishwasher. Like, I had to wash the dishes. I had to cook all the food. I had to clean the whole kitchen at the end of the
How
night.
How did you manage?
Like, Matt, I worked from like 9 to like 2:30 in the morning.
You're just like a normal restaurant shift. But go ahead.
It was. But here's the thing. Nowadays.
Why are you crapping on that?
Nowadays, I've gone there and the people at late night, they have like two dishers and like three people working the line. I'm like, I had to do all of this back.
Just
because
you were treated
day.
Horribly by me doesn't mean you have to treat them
I'm
horribly.
I'm saying that before I worked for you, I did 10, 11 years working in the service industry, and this guy did like 11
but like,
months, and it's like the same.
You have to understand, just because you're a punching bag industry. Doesn't mean everyone else is a punching bag.
Ryan, the psychedelic advisor, chimes in. I know that Evan is pretty straight edge, but if you need someone to debunk any myths or rumors, he's here for you.
Oh, yeah, the psychedelic advisor seems like, Ryan, you sound like a great guy. Maybe not for me, though.
He comes out to a lot of our remotes that says hello. We
have I'll meet you tomorrow.
Great fan.
And then Willie in Oregon chimes in. Going to a seafood restaurant and not getting seafood, or going to a steakhouse and not getting steak is like going to a gentleman's club to watch a football game.
Oh, that's not what you guys do when you go there?
No? That's what I do. Oh, okay. Great chicken wings.
Gentlemen things, like watch a football
game.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, so, you know, that's and then we have one more here. Oh, okay. We have a suggestion. Christian Manitowish Waters. I don't know if...
Christian what?
Manitowish Waters. That's how,
do
that's
you know
a
where
place.
That is?
That's
no, I've never heard of that. Manitowish Waters?
I don't know where it is either. So,
Manitowish Waters. Never heard that.
It's way up
I'll
there.
I'll tell you where it is.
It's I think
way up
it's
north.
Between like Minocqua and it may be where, Eagle River. I think it's like between those two, which are like 3.5 hours away.
Mm-hmm. By the way, do you still have the arm bar tattoo?
Yeah,
the,
and then
the
I got another.
No, the barbed wire one?
No.
You didn't
change
that?
It's an owl now. Yeah, it's an owl now.
Yeah, but he still has that tough guy demeanor.
Right.
Never lost that.
He said you guys should take Evan to Connie's Chicken. Connie's Chicken Coop in Ashton, Wisconsin? I don't know where that is.
No, I don't know that place at all. I've never heard of that.
And then Daniel in Sun Prairie says, got to have more than one fridge/freezer in Wisconsin. I have a beer fridge in the garage for mechanic/yard work, and a basement fridge for adult time.
Nice.
And Chris from Manitowish Waters chimes in, 25 minutes north of Minocqua.
Jim, can you read?
We're not going to take Evan 3 hours north to go get chicken.
Why can't I just go to down the street? I lived here for
Connie
a long time.
Connie knows chicken, but Connie's way up north.
All right, guys, I got to go to Manashatwa. Whatever it's called.
Nailed it.
By the way, I have a big Jordan Love take.
Okay.
You want it?
Yeah.
Tick or take?
What?
Tick or take?
I have a tick?
You said I have a big Jordan Love tick.
I thought I said take.
Oh,
God forbid.
That's why I said tick or take.
Okay. I think the pass to Savion Williams is the season turning point. I think that pass against the Giants on that third down.
Yeah.
Third and 10 to Savion Williams setting up the Christian Watson touchdown. Mm-hmm. I think if they go on a run now, that was the moment. I thought that was the gutsiest moment for him in that game, and I think that may be the moment where they change things and say, let it rip. Just go.
Ryan, don't quote me. Put him down.
Oh, that's our don't quote me prediction
for
the rest of the season
Evans,
now?
That's Evans' don't quote me prediction.
I'm saying,
so we can come back to it.
If the Packers become what the Packers were supposed to become, for me, who doesn't know it like you guys do, that was the moment.
But do you truly have faith that they're actually going to become the Packers that we expected them to be?
Yes.
I don't. At this point in time, I don't think you can say, you can't confidently say that. Just how they've played. They've played so inconsistent.
You're right. But I'm wondering if we see maybe more of a free-willing, gunslinging kind of offense with Jordan Love, I do wonder if that drive, right, maybe could be the turning point drive. Because that was the game-winning drive, was it not?
Yeah.
That's a go-ahead, yeah.
Well, it's ended up being the game winner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So same I'm hopeful thing. You're right.
Yeah, I'm not hopeful or not hopeful. Like, I'm not a Packers fan. I'm not anti-Packers. But I thought there were two drives on Sunday, this past Sunday in the NFL, that I'm like, okay, that could be the moment for that person. Jordan Love was one, and then Bo Nix was the other on that. And he had a second and eight play that was a very important for them to beat the Broncos to beat the Chiefs. Obviously not important here, but I'm just saying, in general, I thought those two drives were huge, and I just – there was something about that drive was like, I'm just going to figure out how the hell to beat the Giants.
So to your point...
which is pathetic in itself, because the Giants stink. Right.
But also, that's how their season's been going, and a win is a win at this point
correct.
In time.
Correct, yeah.
We've talked a lot about the thing that's holding Jordan Love back from the elite conversation is that he is consistently inconsistent. He doesn't always play at that elite level. There's plenty of times where he just looks pedestrian. But he is fully capable of going on a heater. And to your point, the heater, I think, is a lot to do with confidence, and he ripped off a heater at the end of his first year as a starter for those last five or six games. Could he rip off another heater because those throws he's making are landing and he starts feeling more and more confident? Absolutely. And he could rip off another heater and then fall completely off a cliff like he's done
when
before.
When you say rip off another heater, doesn't it sound like he's smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, yeah, it does.
It does.
Right. Yeah. It does.
He doesn't smoke cigarettes?
I don't think so.
No?
It's not Len Dawson.
Jordan Cool.
You don't think... Wait, prime time. Yes. You don't think there's any NFL quarterbacks that smoke cigarettes?
Not nowadays, no. Maybe what, a vape. I mean, Mike McDaniel does have a vape on the sidelines, but...
Okay.
Maybe Tua is taking a puff.
What quarterback?
Do you know something that we don't
yeah.
know?
Yeah, I'm not going to say
okay.
it.
Oh, sure.
Current NFL quarterbacks?
No, I didn't say. I'm not saying one way or another.
No, I'm asking you, Ryan, what quarterback that you've seen play ever thing? I got two in mind.
Well, Len Dawson literally was smoking cigarettes.
In my lifetime, yeah. I know for a fact that Blake Bortles used to pick up cigarettes on the way to the facility. He's talked about it in interviews.
Wait, I'm sorry. Like, pick up, like, buy or, like, pick him off the ground and...
Okay. No, he's not that desperate.
No, yeah. He bought him at the gas... He talked about it. He actually had to get a Tesla because he wanted to stop going to the gas station so much or he would stop buying cigarettes, I believe.
Yeah, maybe...
Jake Cutler did too, didn't he?
Maybe, possibly.
I don't think he did. That's why I brought it up. I think people like to put
Smoking
this,
Jay?
Yeah, Smoking Jay, but I don't think he actually
did. That's our vote in my fantasy football league for I don't care. It's like yes, no, or Smoking Jay Cutler, and we always put the picture of Jay Cutler with a cigarette in his mouth. So that's why I'm assuming he did.
No, I don't think he did. But prime time, correct me if I'm wrong on the Blake Bortles thing. Maybe yep. people here should listen to where Blake Bortles said that and get some of our people here on there.
That's a good point. I actually am looking it up right now.
I would assume it was on Pardon My Take.
It was on Pardon My Take in 2022.
Yeah. I don't know if they know that around here, but Big Cat went to Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's the biggest Wisconsin media member there is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Maybe... strike up a partnership with him and a friendship with him and utilize how great he is. Just
Jim, sales guy.
And you know, we at Unsportsmanlike have a host that went to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just making sure that everyone knows that. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right.
I should also make sure everyone knows that Blake Bortles was not quitting cigarettes. He was actually quitting dipping. So
you got
to be
that
factual.
Wrong.
Yeah. That was definitely wrong.
You were like very.
Yeah, it was.
I know
yeah,
for
right.
a 100%.
Yeah, you did.
Say
yeah,
I did.
You sure did.
You came in hot on that one.
I definitely did.
That's actual factual.
Now there's got people stat. Texting in. Tim in Oregon says John Elway smoked. I know that. Okay. And then also AC and Tosa says Joe Flacco has to smoke cigarettes, which
I don't think so.
I don't think he does either.
But he's gotten so much better looking later in life.
You don't make it to your 40s as an NFL quarterback smoking cigarettes.
He's 95 in NFL years. So
100%.
Yeah.
I think this sport, well, outside of curling, that you could be successful and smoke cigarettes in is, and I covered the Marlins, there was players.
Curling. Oh, baseball, I've seen it a lot. Yeah,
oh,
time.
Yeah.
Golf.
Yeah, golf too, yeah.
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 But baseball, I've seen guys down the hallways, back in the day. Like, so I worked, before I covered, I also covered the Marlins, not covered like on a regular basis, but was there weekly, you know, a couple times a week. But when I was an intern in 1998 or 99 for the Yankees, I would go to the opposing clubhouse to get post-game interviews. I'd see guys smoking all the time. Yep. I was so confused by it. Like, I don't understand how you're even allowed to do that. They would smoke in the locker room.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, and for good reason, they used to have a lot of beer coolers in the locker room, too. Like, managers would crack open a couple beers. They'd be drinking beer.
Nice.
Well, that's why I said for good reason they got rid of it.
Because they had,
yeah.
It was,
but that yeah. was part of the culture, too, of, like, cigarettes and beer. But they rightfully got rid of the beer coolers because it led to tragedy.
Something's going on with Molly. I'm fascinated.
No,
by this.
I just have one question, but I don't know if you have time to answer it.
Go ahead.
I'm here.
I showed
farce,
up here.
So.
Well, yeah. Just J.J. McCarthy. Obviously, the Packers play the Vikings this weekend. Like, what are your opinions on him?
Did you see the comments or hear the comments that he had about the comparison he gave for himself?
No.
He said he's like a cork ready to pop off of like the champagne bottle.
Okay.
And just like overflow with like his greatness in essence. I'm very confused by him because they clearly flirted with Rodgers. Mm-hmm. They clearly had two guys that, while I don't believe are going to win a Super Bowl, are successful quarterbacks in Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold in their building. They chose to go with this guy. Kevin O'Connell is a phenomenal coach, and everybody says he's the QB whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, is he just speaking too loudly for J.J. McCarthy, or what's happening here? And J.J. McCarthy was coached by, in college, Jim Harbaugh, and the QB whisperer, Kevin O'Connell, traded up to get this guy. I'm very confused as to what his career has been so far, because it uneven is a compliment. He has had, what, a good quarter here and there, if that. He's been injured. I'm very confused. He is.
They slow rolled him back from injury for Carson Wentz.
Yep.
Well, he is easily the fourth best starter in the NFC North, and he's probably played the fifth best of quarterbacks in the NFC North. Because Malik Willis, every single time. I thought Malik Willis on Sunday gave them a spark.
Mm-hmm.
He did. A lot of fans calling for more packages with Willis involved.
I got into an argument this morning with Dan Orlovsky on our show, and because Dan said, oh, Jordan Love carried the Packers on Sunday. I'm like, in what way did – I know I was just complimentary of him, but I didn't think Jordan Love carried them.
His team was dropping balls like crazy.
Yeah.
And for him to not completely collapse – and I know that sounds stupid because he's getting paid how much money per year.
Don't
but
worry
like,
about them. The money's irrelevant in the moment. No, I'm saying in the moment. In the moment, it's kind of...
You're not thinking about it when you're on the football field.
I'm thinking about it. I'm like, they're paying this guy.
No, the player's not thinking about it.
Yeah, I agree with Matt.
I get it. But the fact that he didn't have a collapse and he didn't lose the game for them, I think says a lot about Jordan Love.
But they got back into it because of Willis.
They did.
And that Savion Williams, Christian Watson play like was important. But, I mean, Malik Willis has played better football over the last 2 years than J.J. McCarthy, has he not?
Yeah.
Very true.
Well, the one thing with McCarthy, you mentioned the Harbaugh, was someone pointed out, and I wish I saw what football analyst said it, but basically, at Michigan, Jim Harbaugh ran the ball, J.J. McCarthy never threw it. When Jim Harbaugh had Andrew Luck at Stanford, he let it rip. So trust the college head coach who knew what he had in J.J. McCarthy and knew what he had in Andrew Luck and said, J.J. McCarthy is not a guy I'm going to let rip and let it go.
Is that a fair comp, though, to say that like he is not as good of a thrower as Andrew Luck?
But they're both first-round picks. I mean,
well, one's one overall, and one's, in my opinion, was a generational pick that the Colts ruined because of horrific drafting around him. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting way of looking at it. I may look at it a little differently. I look at great coaches have multiple systems they could run, and if they have a player come through, like this is right for this year's team, then do it this way. Mm-hmm. I mean, Favre and Rodgers are not the same, right? And Mike McCarthy and Mike Holmgren and Matt LaFleur, like they were good with all of these guys, but it wasn't 100% the same. So, I don't know. I mean, I know it's different people, but it's an interesting way of looking at it.
Quorum. Like, if you have a good running back, you use the running back.
Unless you had Andrew Luck.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Right. Right. So, Matt, I want you to tell us about Odyssey in a second here, but I'm going to give a case of high life to caller number...
Caller number 10.
Caller number 10, 844-770-3776. Caller number 10 wins a case of high life. 844-770-3776. Caller number 10 wins a case of high life.
And with that high life, well, you know what would go great with it?
Yogurt.
That delicious Odyssey feta made right here in Wisconsin. 10 gallons of delicious Wisconsin milk makes 1 pound of that Odyssey feta. They've got so many different flavors. So if you're looking to get your Greek on with the sweet heat, the Mediterranean herb, the peppercorn, the regular, the low fat, and a whole lot more, check out Odyssey wherever you get groceries because they're nationwide, baby.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
The Barry Alvarez Show, live from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Jesse Nelson, Tarek Salah, Bear Gengler, Barry Alvarez.
Amen.
Amen, Bear.
So you can tell Rutledge that.
Amen, Molly.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Molly, what is bothering you about this voice? Why are you getting so sweaty?
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Congrats to John and McFarlane. He's living the high life. He wins a case of high life, courtesy of our good friends with Frank Distributing. Jim, Matt, and Molly continues live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
Does he want me to bring that back for him? Like, everyone in McFarlane knows each other, so I can just grab that for you.
And then you're going to hang out and have a couple with them?
Yeah, of course. Like, it'll be a 22-pack at that point.
Yeah, it's your tax. Matt Hamilton, Molly Brown, Primetime Warshine Behind the Glass. Evan Cohen is sticking around with us for another segment.
This song hits much better. It's a great song, but it hits so great in the headsets.
Yeah.
Like, this is awesome. Wow.
Little Steve Winwood.
Yep. Wait for the end of the show, the earworm.
Yes.
That song, I will find myself singing that on the elevator, our closing song, all the time.
What music are you into,
Matt? I've got the variety. I love, like, classics like this, but I also like indie stuff that no one else has heard of. also sometimes popular music. Like, for some reason, I got really into that Golden song from...
Oh, it's great. That song's great. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's just
great.
Really good. It's my not my kids fault love that. That it's in a movie that's super popular.
Yeah, that's an earworm song.
Molly, what about you? What are you into?
I'm like 90s, early 2000s, that kind of vibe.
Stuff you grew up with, yeah.
What?
90s, 2000s, what? That's just the years? Just
like R&B, rap, pop.
Like R&B, like...
Country?
Like real art, like John B. Do you know what John B. is?
No, but I heard you talking about him on your show this morning. See? Yeah. I listen.
Like, I didn't know how much you had your ear to the streets. Okay. All right, I got you.
I mean, I'm not super in the streets, but clearly. A little bit here and there.
Jim?
Yeah, I mean, it's the early, like, Tupac, Biggie, all of that. So a lot of hip-hop then. And then as I get older, somehow I've just acquired liking, like, Jimmy Buffett and stuff my dad liked. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like... Because it's nostalgic. I'm like,
I've started to like Petty a lot.
Yes, Petty's another one. Fleetwood Mac is a big one that I've stumbled into. Then I got into Tom Petty afterwards.
Nobody asked, but I'll answer. I have become absolutely obsessed with someone that I cannot stop listening to, and I don't know anyone else that knows him. He's brilliant. He's one of the greatest songwriters of this generation, and he's an artist also. John Bellion.
Nope.
No. You know him, Prime
I do
time?
Know John Bellion.
Of course Ryan does.
He is unbelievable.
Is he the one who did compose most of the movie Soul? Isn't he?
I don't know the answer to that one, but you may be right.
The Disney movie Soul came out back in like 2020 during COVID-ish. Where about people like it's a kids movie, a very life or death movie, and it's beautiful, gorgeous piano music.
He has an unbelievable story where he had a song that came out that was a huge hit. All Time Low was the song, or like something like that.
Yeah, I see it on his
and
Google.
It was a huge hit. But he had a terrible record contract. So he's like, I'm out because I can't keep doing music and not actually making money. So I'm just going to, because in his contract, it was for him to be the artist. So he flipped the script and for like 6 or 8 years made music for everyone else because he could profit off of it until his contract ran out. So like Bieber, Holy Anytime, or whatever it's called, not Anytime, Anyone. Adam Levine and Maroon 5 Memories, he did that. He had like so many songs that he wrote because he couldn't actually perform.
Wow.
Because the contract was so bad.
That's wild.
That is, yeah.
It's all more wild. Like, why didn't you read that contract and think like, hey, you know what? If it does go my way, this is a bad contract for me.
Matt, that is a great point because I've seen interviews with this guy where he's like, I know I signed it. I screwed up.
Yeah.
But that was his only way of offsetting it. I don't know. Anyway.
No, the music industry is fascinating.
It's so weird.
Mm-hmm. There's so
it's like, LeBron's Jordan Love signed a bad contract, so he'll just coach the Packers instead.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, as you mentioned, I listened to the audiobook of Stevie Nicks, and a lot of it, I didn't realize she wrote a lot of songs for Tom Petty. Tom Petty wrote a lot of songs for her. So like the fact that other people write songs for other famous people and then they're performed by them is like a major thing, and that's where they make all their money.
Ed Sheeran, almost every pop star... is Ed Sheeran mm-hmm. is written for. Like, so many of the songs, you're like, what? That's his too? And it's like, why didn't you keep that? It's like, I thought it was better for this person.
Wow.
That's remarkable.
That's pretty cool. That's like it makes it feel like they're all buddies, you know, at the top of their game.
That
and he's
you
like,
get
you know
so rich,
I know that
matter.
This is for you.
Yeah.
Well, and you still get paid off. I mean, like, someone else writes it and the fame is less important.
I could do this song justice, but you can make this song great. And like having that recognition... I think is also very impressive.
Well, that's a great point because you think about any industry out there. It's like, all right, so Coach Fickell's getting ready for Saturday. Mm-hmm. I have this great play that'll work against Illinois. But let me give it to Michigan instead. Like, what? But that's what happens.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
That is crazy.
So while we still have Evan here, we haven't gotten a lot
into... I'm
hoping
not to die.
No. Well, I meant here in the Everlight Solar Studio and in the city of Madison. I want to continue to make suggestions for Evan, and you can chime in 844-770-3776. That's Carbon Stock and Text Line. Liz is more. Ryan, you mentioned you had some audio that... Evan, I don't know if you've seen this one or not. I'm going to die on this hill even after the conversation.
Suggestions for what Michelle Smallman and others who are coming into Madison should do in Madison.
Right, mm-hmm. But this one is specific to Evan, since they are in town, that Matt made a suggestion, and you guys kind of bounced around. This is where I thought Matt was going mm-hmm. with his conversation off air. I feel even better about my take here, but let's play the clip and see if Evan agrees with me.
It's Friday fish fry. I know Jim's never had one. It's got to be done.
I don't think Evan would eat a fish fry.
Why not?
Because it's disgusting.
It's Jim, that's
it's
like your
rot.
Opinion, man. And it's
gut
not
rot?
Gut rot.
I don't know
delicious.
If it's gut rot. It's just, I mean, I've never had it, but
it's
like
just
I don't
fried. Again, you can fry a shoe. It's fried fish.
Yeah, exactly. But don't get cod. Don't get cod because that's a waste. Get like bluegill or perch or something.
So it's associated with
just the thought of fish. Just get.
So you don't like fish, Molly?
I hate fish. I hate seafood. I hate all the things. Again.
You guys are right. I would not do a fish fry. That wouldn't be for me.
Do you eat fried foods?
Yeah, I would eat fried foods, but I wouldn't eat. Why, do I look healthy to you?
Yeah, you do.
Really?
Yes.
You look so surprised. Weird to say?
Yeah.
You said you got off the treadmill.
Oh, I run every day, but that doesn't mean I'm healthy.
I mean,
Evan, you should start doing your show from the studio more often.
Seriously,
apparently.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, the compliments. Yeah. No, and I don't want to be as judgy as Jim was, but it's just not for me. I just don't like fish as much as I love seafood. I don't like fish, and I think there is a major difference between the two. Okay. And you having been a chef, I'm saying you're a chef.
Okay.
You said you're a cook. With how you've described things, to me, you're a chef.
Hey, okay. And you have a chef's coat from Ruth's Steakhouse in Middleton because we love to go out there, and every time you go out there, you try to tell Lee what he's doing. You can go out there for the sizzle, swizzle, and swirl happy hour. So you are... You have a chef's jacket with Bruce Chris on it.
Okay. Okay.
You're a wino.
All the chefs out there, I'm not a chef. All the ones who aren't, I'm a chef.
That's a good line. So the difference between like a fish fry and seafood is night and day. But what is so great in your mind about a fish fry? Is it the actual food or the camaraderie or what is it?
The ambiance of it. Like you're
so where
probably,
would you go?
You're
like
going
to a
supper club?
So
supper
that's
club?
The thing. The place we're going tonight is very much supper club vibes. So
and they have a great perch fish fry tonight on Fridays.
Well, it's on Fridays. Not a Friday.
Thursday. Tomorrow. Tomorrow they do.
So go back tomorrow, Evan.
This is bad. He has a loose idea what day it is. Yeah. Every day's Friday for Matt, to be fair.
Did you get your nap in today?
I did not. I was working hard this morning.
Matt, when did you find out the kickoff time for the Badgers against Illinois?
Oh, God.
Yesterday. Yeah.
When? On the show?
On the show, because I was like, oh, yeah, tailgate time.
Why does it have to be at 6:30 at night?
It's horrible.
Yeah, that's brutal. Yeah.
For the prime time, baby.
I don't get it.
Illinois, Wisconsin.
Well, how will the
attendance
be?
Two Midwestern teams clash.
Not full. I think it'll be. I do think that there's a little bit of juice, though, since they beat Washington. It does feel slightly different. Maybe I'm just bias or misperceiving that, but I just feel like there's a little bit of a different, I don't know, tone around.
We're really good against teams ranked 20 or...
Oh, really good, because they beat one,
so
beat them one time during Luke Fickell's tenure.
We're 1-0 against teams ranked between 20 and 25 this year.
Washington was the least attended game that I've been to as a fan or covering it, but it was sleet, it was the first nasty day of weather. It was a really special experience, though, to be there, because it's like those who were there were diehards. Like, they knew who Carter Smith was, the fourth
string
quarterback.
Tell me about him, okay? Because I want to understand that.
So,
is he the guy that I, as a fan and an alum, can latch onto and feel like, all right, this is now going to head in the right direction?
Is he going to stay here?
If he gets this win with the one over Washington and then having a good first half against Indiana, and then having a win here against Illinois,
he
might
98
be
total yards against Indiana.
Yeah,
so
but the first half was over half his yards. He had a great pass.
Yes,
and the defense held him in.
Great pass.
I'm just saying, Evan, in today's landscape of NIL, he was able to sit long enough where this is still his redshirt season, so he's still a redshirt freshman.
So he has four after this.
He still has four after this.
Yeah. Wow!
If he plays well here and gets another top 20-25 win. And he's 2-0 against teams that are in the 20-25 range in ranking. He's gone.
Wait, so you're saying that Molly said twice? Molly said twice he's leaving. You're saying that?
No. I'm just saying that the landscape of college athletics, like, you don't know who's going to stay. And if he starts having success, is he going to want to stay at Wisconsin? Is Wisconsin going to be that great of a program to stay here?
But look at your face for people watching on the YouTube stream.
No. I know I need Botox, okay? Thanks for reminding me.
What? That's not what I was saying.
Savage.
I'm saying.
Go to Carbon.
Why are you always frowning?
No, I wasn't even saying that. I'm saying, like, you're squinting your eyes and ready to fight about how frustrated you are and how factually you're saying, oh, if this player is good and this player outperforms his contract, so to speak, it's not to stay here, it's for someone else.
Okay.
But that's a gut punch for someone like me who's an alum who was here from 98 to 02 where no one would leave this school.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we had a backup quarterback who left to go to Yale once because for academics. He never played. I don't know why I remember that. But like we had no one that wanted to leave ever. You wanted to, for guys that were graduating for after 4 years that would be first round picks, they would be like, can I stay a fifth year? And now you're telling me if someone's good, they're just going to leave?
I mean,
that's a gut punch.
Okay, so let's all imagine ourselves as being Carter Smith, right? We have this much time left, right? Carter Smith, that's
yes,
his name? Okay.
I can give you a
you gave me a look that I was like well, nervous no, that I said his name wrong.
No, you said it right. I was just give a little background on him as well. So the reason why everyone's so excited about him is that he initially committed to Michigan.
And oh, that's our equipment over there.
Our four-star quarterback committing to Michigan. And
Speaking of Michigan, Jim, do you want to correct something?
Yeah, Michigan was ranked number 20 when they... Who? The Badgers, Michigan, the Wolverines.
Oh, that's right.
So they're 1-1 against teams ranked 20 to 25.
Boo.
But you could just lower it to 23 to 25 because weren't they 23, Washington?
They were.
Yeah. Why are we getting away? No context. Go back
anyway,
to this.
Yes. Okay. See, I had a good question. Yeah. So if you were Carter Smith, all of us, and you had success, let's say you beat a couple ranked teams and then you ended up being decently good and you started to get interest from other schools, better schools, what is happening?
The lights just went out.
What was that?
That's
I think it's because we all were so still for so long. No, it's we have these banners behind, or Stefan repeats behind Matt Hamilton and Evan Cohen. These are light censored where they will turn off if nobody's moving around.
That's going to be a problem tomorrow.
Yeah. So, yeah. Ryan, so. You're just going to have to come in and just wave your hand around.
It's just the ambiance.
They're going
my
again. Oh, boy.
There we go.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah. All right, there we go. I don't think that's going to help because it's behind the signs there. So, we'll
but
get
anyways,
to that, but go
ahead. Anyways, oh, if you have a little bit of success as Carter Smith in his shoes, you have this many more years. You're so young in college, and you start getting interest from other bigger programs. Are you going to go to other bigger programs that are going to offer you more money? Because I don't think Wisconsin's going to offer you money.
Molly, here's the problem. If you're asking me with my sensibilities as me pretending I'm him, my answer is no, because I went to school here, I graduated here, and my life, my wife went to school here, she graduated from here. My life is so much better because I was a student and still a member of the alumni at the University of Wisconsin.
I get it, yeah.
Now, I also was not offered millions of dollars to go to another student radio station.
That's fair.
I don't know what I would have done.
Like, just feel like if he had two of the exact same offers in front of him, the Badgers as they are now, and let's say Michigan.
You're going to Michigan.
No doubt there's a better situation for football in Michigan right now. I don't see what the appeal is anymore for Wisconsin to keep the students.
Right, because Wisconsin in this scenario, what I was trying to set up, was the safety school. He was kind of left without a school. So
you should have given the context.
But yeah. So the Badgers scooped him up late. Because they
Where
were
did
a
he want
school,
to go?
Michigan. But they recruited someone over him.
They got the other guy.
Right, but he wasn't committed.
Underwood?
Yes, but when Carter committed, Underwood was not there.
Right.
And so once he came through, then he came to Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're not playing over him.
So yeah, it
not
was
with
it's a
salary
safety,
he got.
Right, it's a safety school for – so that's why I would say he's
but
definitely
the
gone.
The counter to the counter is – why am I having such success so early in my college career? Oh, maybe I just fit with this coach, with this program, with this system, and maybe if another school is offering me $10, but the Badgers can only offer me $8, maybe the difference between the $2 is just that clearly I know it can work here because that's why they're offering me $10, because it's working here. And I have four more years left. And the reality is if I'm good and I'm this good, I won't need all four because maybe I can go to the NFL. But this is where probably the program mindset has to change because we, as a program forever, led by Coach Alvarez, have this kind of you've got to work your butt off to prove it. And then once you prove it, you got to prove it again, and then prove it again, and prove it again. And that's what makes him the iconic Hall of Fame coach that he is. Because you recruit, and then you basically de-recruit, is what it's called forever in coaching, where, all right, I got Jim Rutledge. Cool. Well, now you're here. You've done nothing here. That's cool that you were great in high school. You've done nothing here. Mm-hmm. You got 4 to 5 years to be good here. And I'm not going to treat you like a five-star. The five-star gets you here. Now you have to be 5 stars here. And so the reality now is Wisconsin as a program, what we probably have to do is ante up for unproven and bet on future success, not on past. And that's the reality. And that's probably uncomfortable because Chris McIntosh was raised with Coach Alvarez. When did he start playing? How old was Mac when he started? Not, I don't mean when he was on the team. I mean when he actually started playing. Tausch took 5 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Mac was probably a little bit earlier, but 19, probably a teenager, maybe 20. So two or three years here,
Find out when McIntosh really started playing.
Age-wise, yes.
because he was, I mean, that's when I was in school, when he was at one of the tackles along with Aaron Gibson. And he was a first-round pick by the Seahawks. And so it worked out for him. But I don't know that it was upon arrival. I don't know that
that's
it was in the
Carter Smith. Pretty rare at Wisconsin in general, to your point. Like, yeah. Most of the guys have to sit for a bit. One thing, and you can chime in on this, 844-770-3776. Carbo's talking text line. List is more. Evan, you were kind of offended that maybe Wisconsin is a starter school for the premier prospects, but does it offend you more that Wisconsin could be a safety school for premier prospects or a starter school for premier prospects, football specifically?
Well, a safety school would allow for us to keep that player for 4 to 5 years. Oh, I didn't want to go here initially, but then I ended up here. Oh, my God, this place is amazing. I don't ever want to leave. Mm-hmm. I get 4 to 5 years potentially out of that player. A starter school means that someone, use baseball terminology, the opener. We're the opener. Somebody else is pitching the rest of the 8 innings. Like, that's not us. So I'd rather be a safety school than a starter school.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd agree.
Was that a debatable question?
Well, I mean, if you are the safety
Jim will
school,
debate you now.
Yeah, you want somebody to leave?
No, but that doesn't mean
well,
they're not going to leave as your safety
might
school.
Mean you get a better player, but just for 1 year.
Yeah, safety school doesn't guarantee. Yes, to Matt's point that they're going to stay forever.
Well, guess what? We're not good with starter school with the 1 year thing, and I'll tell you why. Because Russell Wilson is not celebrated the way that I think he should be at the University of Wisconsin, and he was only here for 1 year. So historically, if you look at what we celebrate the out-of-nowhere people. We celebrate the people that are going to be here for a long period of time. We celebrate whoever you deem to be the greatest players in Wisconsin history. And I know J.J. Watt went to Central Michigan first, but the reality is, like, of just the people that we know and we interact with. Tausch is celebrated because he never left, mm-hmm. yep. right? Now, I don't know where he would go. Nobody wanted him. But
I thought there was he was on his way out the door, and then someone grabbed him.
Back to the farm? I mean, yeah, not to...
I thought he was transferring to like a D... we'll have to ask him. He was going to go to like a D2 school. And
okay, well, that,
a coach
yeah,
figured
well,
out.
He's not going to Michigan. Yeah,
no,
whatever.
No.
Joe Thomas is celebrated because he was here the whole time,
yep.
right?
And then in Cleveland the whole time.
Right. But right. I'm saying that's what we... Bollinger.
Yeah.
We celebrate Ron Dane.
That's my concern.
Does Ron Dane leave today?
Yes.
If Ron Dane, so yes. November 13th, 99, I want to say, was the day he broke the record. So that would have been his senior year, I would assume, obviously.
A week ago today. Huh? Said November 13th.
Yeah, 99.
Okay.
Yeah, nailed it.
Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would have been probably his senior year. That would have been, yeah, because yeah. I was there against Iowa. So that means he was already, I want to say his freshman year bowl game was against Utah, if I'm not mistaken, that he started racking up a lot of numbers. And so that year, then into the second year, oh my God, it's Ron Dane. You're saying if he did that today, he's out?
Yes, and that's my concern.
He'd get a call from an SEC school that could offer him more money, and I think right now at the end of the day, dollars is the biggest thing.
So we just shouldn't have a football program.
Well, we can't have a football program the way that you remember it, I remember it, the way Barry and Tark and Derek and everyone else remembers it. And fans are going to have to get over the fact in football, they're going to be one and done, even if they're not freshmen. It could be a senior one and done. That's what's working for basketball. They bring in the olds, the 22, 23-year-olds, mm-hmm. who are grown men going against teenagers, and it's working for Greg Gard. And they're one and done guys.
But
we
you
all
can
love
have
Tanjay.
One or two of those.
But I think this is...
I don't know that you can have one or two on a football team and all of a sudden clinch everything. That like, oh, we're good to go.
Right.
Right. Like Miami... Miami should be in the college football playoff, but Miami brings in Carson Beck, who I don't think is particularly great, honestly, as a quarterback, but that's going to be their model. And next year you'll see, I think they'll end up, if I had to bet on it, with Lenora Sellers, the South Carolina quarterback, mm-hmm. and they'll churn that way. But if it doesn't end up where you want it to end up, what is it exactly?
But then you're at least building excitement every year. Then
am
you're
I right
more
about
money
the Utah bowl game? Or am I wrong about
the
that?
The Utah bowl game I could not find. I did find the stats for Chris McIntosh, though.
Yeah.
He started 50 career games in over 4 years, so he was starting.
He was starting right away. Okay. All right. My apologies.
After 1 year, do you think he stays with the Badgers, an offensive lineman like that?
That's a great question to ask him.
Yeah.
You started. Yeah. I didn't realize this. So you started your entire freshman year per primetime. If it was today, would you leave?
It's a great one.
He's never going to say yes, obviously, because why would he leave his own program?
Right.
But that's the predicament we are now in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have
the
to get out.
Like, yeah, there's not enough money here.
Yeah.
What? Nolan. Hold on. Nolan, I'm on the air live on ESPN.
So I just don't, like, this is my concern, Evan. Like, is we heard Tark and Barry and everyone get mad at Jesse Nelson for asking, like, can you be as good as Illinois? We can't live in the past, and we can't recruit in the past, and we can't have the type of system we had in the past. It has to, and I think that's why Luke Fickell was brought here. I think Mac recognizes that, and that's why he brought Fickell in, and Badger fans don't like any of this, and it's not Luke Fickell's fault. It's everyone's fault who thinks the way that Evan thinks and the way that I think of, like, we need our guys to be here forever.
And no, I shouldn't have changed the landscape of Badger football.
We should only give NIL money to offensive linemen.
Running backs.
We won't need to in that scenario.
That's a good point, because we'll have offensive linemen.
Give as much NIL money to offensive linemen, and then find a running back who has no opportunities but is good enough. Find a quarterback who understands, I don't give the ball to the other team, but I may not be able to throw it 60 yards. Find wide receivers who are looking to block, because we are never going to be a high-powered offense. It's never going to happen. But what we should be is eating the defenders for dinner.
Yeah.
And you should have all of the great offensive linemen that come out of this great state, and that's where the money should go. And then no one is paying for the big offensive linemen. They're paying for defenders. They're paying for quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs. Mm-hmm. You have to – Joe Thomas and I were talking about this on Wildy and Touch the other day. You have to find value where others don't. That's money ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would run the wishbone. I don't give a crap. I don't care if a quarterback throws zero times a game. Don't care. If we can run the football because we have the best offensive linemen, if we have five Chris McIntoshes, then go. Do it. That's our only way.
Amen.
All right. Chalmers, Julius, and Madison, and in Middleton.
Is that Barry or Derek?
That's Derek.
Amen.
By the way, your Utah State question, what was it again?
Utah State.
That's
Said Utah. Barry's, you got Jordan Love on your mind.
Ron Dane's bowl game, the first bowl game that Ron Dane played in.
His freshman year. I was looking up his 1999 stats. He killed Murray State to begin the season, in case you were wondering.
I wasn't.
That was very high on my wondering list there.
As it should have been.
Yeah, okay. A massive game against Hawaii, too, if we're just naming random games. I mean, good games in.
Why wouldn't we?
He had a massive game against everyone.
Right.
What a time to be alive as a Badger fan.
Are you going to give us a number, or should I just...
I'm getting there.
Because you were yelling at me about the clock, and now
it was against Utah the whole game. He had 30 carries for 246 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Against who?
Against Utah in the Copper Bowl.
You have an interesting brain. Bowl.
Yeah.
The amount of things that you've pulled today,
What's the most pathetic?
Pathetic?
Just what impressed you about Evan's memory there?
Thank you for translating.
Well, now I got the Utah thing in my brain. I'm trying to think of other ones that
I remember because I was in Mexico on a family vacation with other families watching a bowl game that I didn't know I was going to Wisconsin. On the bar TV, like a bar restaurant TV, and then when I committed as if somebody was recruiting me, when I decided to go to Wisconsin, I retroactively thought about, oh yeah, I remember watching that running back. He was really good at a bowl game, and I want to say that must have been either a New Year's Eve or a December 30th game.
My goodness.
All right.
I was most impressed when you reset our show for Jim and said it was Jim Matt and Molly. I'm Evan Cohen. Here's Jim Rutledge.
Prime time?
It was December 27th.
Wow.
My wife's birthday.
There you go.
That's why you remember it.
Well, she wasn't my wife at the time, but I didn't know her at the time.
Chalmers Jewelers in Madison and in Middleton. They're custom jewelry. They're locally owned jewelry. They are family owned jewelry. Thanks, Evan.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is Jim Matt Nye, presented by Coors Light.
I thought you were going to have a longer read there.